The Wolf and the Raven. Like all peoples who do not have a written language, the people of the Bronze Age were great storytellers. In the black of night, they squatted around the open fire and listened to the stories of the elders. However, nobody knew of as many heroic acts, hunting adventures, and wondrous events as old Abraxas. On this evening, he asked, "Do any of you know where Wolf Mountain, Wolfsberg, got its name?" When no one replied, he said, stroking his ice-grey full beard, "Well then, I'll tell you. A young hunter found a wolf in the forest above the high fortification that was caught in a trap and had lost two legs. 'That will make a good pelt,' he said to himself, and rushed off to get an axe and a knife. When he returned, he saw, and you won't believe this, a raven that had brought the wolf the leftovers of his own prey. Curious as to how this would continue, the young hunter stole up to the trap every day, and every day the raven came and provided the wolf with meat. 'How is that possible?' he asked the priest. 'The benevolence of the gods is omnipresent and inexhaustible,' answered the priest. 'They make sure that the needy receive help.' 'If that is the case,' remarked the young hunter, 'then why should I go to the trouble of hunting prey like a hungry wolf?' He lay down in a glade and enjoyed doing nothing. For several days he remained there, waiting for the benevolence of the gods. Soon, when he was so weak that he could no longer get up, he heard a voice that said, 'Wretched man, you have made the wrong choice. Your destiny is not that of the wolf, but that of the raven. How can someone who is strong enough to provide for himself and others ask for help?' In the end, the wolves came along and devoured him. And what can we learn from this? Help yourself as long as you can. Then the gods, including Odin's raven, will help you too." So spoke old Abraxas, and in the forest above the high fortification, a wolf howled, as if to voice his agreement.